That is the lovely recording by the new all-woman ensemble Stella Maris Basilier, one of the countless groups and individuals that have come out of the Schola Cantorum in Basel, which has been such a birthplace for early music since its founding in the early 1930s. But like every young ensemble, you want to identify the kind of repertoire in which you specialize. And while this recording has some late medieval material from Bohemia and from Poland, it also has some amazing and rare works from late medieval sound of Ukraine and Russia. One of three remarkable medieval recordings this week, part of the Naxos distribution family. On Millennium of Music, I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. When I say it's unusual, we have recordings of the so-called Nameni chants from the Orthodox tradition, the more or less plain chant phenomenon. But what does it sound like when you get to the beginnings of polyphony? In Poland, you have that amazing figure of Petrus de Grudens. We've heard a lot of his music. In fact, one of his pieces is on this recording. But to hear everything from 13th and 14th century Ukraine up to the early Renaissance era in Russia is quite amazing, as you're about to hear. The recording is called Light of the East, and again, the ensemble Stella Maris Basilier.
Thank you.
The remarkable all-female ensemble Stella Maris Basilier, and that is the recording called Light of the East, and that was all material from late medieval Ukraine and Russia. Most unusual and very interesting notes describing the discovery of many of these pieces that happens to be on the Ars Production label, which is now housed under the umbrella of Naxos Distribution. And that's one of three medieval recordings out of Naxos we're celebrating this week here on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Well, we have heard most of the recordings over the years by the great ensemble La Reverdie. The Out Here Music label, I actually had a chance to talk to many of the people involved with the creation of that label, has brought Arcana under its wing, and they're distributed here in the U.S. by Naxos. And they put together a couple of the recordings from the ensemble La Reverdie, looking at the great Laude tradition, the Laude. In fact, they pull together two different aspects of it, the Golden Legends. So you have Legends of the Saints and the material for the Blessed Virgin Mary. Remember how this comes out of the impetus begun by St. Francis to take material that had seemed somehow distant from the populace because it was in Latin and intoned and use popular ditties of the time and make it in the vernacular. And it got a great boost thanks to the work of the Dominican Pietro de Verona. Pietro de Verona was one of the founders of the idea of religious societies and that spread out of Florence to many other places. Pope Innocent IV kind of reinforced the idea there need to be more of these Marian devotional groups. The material is gorgeous. So I thought we would listen to three, one of which gives us a feeling of the sort of colloquial sense, a gang hanging around and singing a popular ditty, but it happens to be for the Blessed Virgin Mary. And then the next two show the remarkable use of instruments that was possible at the time, allowing what was basically a single line, a monophonic song, to have a beautiful complexity and a very haunting quality. It retains its charming medieval folk-like quality, but it has a nature all of its own. Again, the ensemble, La Reverdie.
Venite a laudare per amore cantare la morosa Vergine Maria. Venite a laudare.
La Reverdie and two-disc compilation. One of them is some of the celebrations of the saints from the Golden Legends, and those are all songs of the Virgin Mary out of the Lauda tradition in medieval Italy. One of three medieval discs we are celebrating this week from the Naxos distribution family here on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis, and you know how exciting it is for us when we turn to recording by someone who we are not familiar with and who may have never been represented on disc before, and this is a fantastic example. This is a recording called Kingdom of Heaven, and it's music by a composer named Heinrich Laufenberg. Here's what we know about him, born somewhere around 1390 in Freiburg. And he wound up for a while working as chaplain there in the 1420s, took over as dean of St. Mauritius in Zofingen in the 1430s, and then later became the dean at the Freiburg Cathedral, and wound up in Strasbourg, where he lived until we find his death in 31st of March, 1460. Why we don't know more about him is because in August of 1870, the great municipal library in Strasbourg was destroyed by fire. And that destroyed most of the works of Heinrich Laufenberg. There were single manuscript copies with thousands of medieval codices of his music, 120 pieces, including the music. There had been some medieval scholars who were fascinated by his work who had transcribed it, but they were more interested in the poetry, and they didn't transcribe the music. We can transcribe or recreate maybe 20 or 25 pieces. He was a poet of a very high order. All of these pieces are sacred. The Sun is Full of Mercy is the first one we'll turn to. This remarkable work, Ah, Daughter, Bold Soul of Mine. How I Wish I Were at Home is almost a, kind of a blues idea, the home being the kingdom of heaven. And then, well, it's late, but it's such an amazing piece. It's a little bit of a macaronic. Pur Natus ist uns gar schön, the boy is born in glory unto us. The amazing music of Heinrich Laufenberg. The recording is called Kingdom of Heaven, and this ensemble is called Dragma. Thank you. The ensemble dragma, a dragma is a note shape that evolves in the late Middle Ages, and the really amazing music of Heinrich Laufenberg. And what a rediscovery this is, the recording Kingdom of Heaven, the Naxos Distribution family, three medieval recordings. Very thrilled to share these three remarkable recordings with all of you. Of course, for complete information, just go to our website, www.millenniumofmusic.com. Next week, we'll hear a trilogy of new releases from the Naxos family for the Renaissance era, and then the week after that, the early Baroque. An amazing collection of labels, mostly European, distributed now in the U.S. from Naxos Distribution. And very special thanks to them for sharing these remarkable recordings with all of us. Our technical director is Christopher Drummond, and for the program, this has been your producer and host. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis.